Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori. I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers. It's your turn.
It is my turn. You have a very calming voice today.
Do
Are
I?
We chilling?
Ooh. I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying really to practice
mellowness.
Some mellow, chill, zen vibes.
I think you're doing a good job.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so. You seem like light and airy.
Yeah?
Yeah. You Ooh. Go, girl. Ooh. Mm. I feel like now I want to talk in that tone, but it's just not in me.
No,
I'm going to be my
Get
same
little Aries,
abrasive, annoying self. Okay. I'm up.
You are.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk about a fun one today. I think I'm in like a cartoon mood.
Are you?
Yeah. I must be in like a fun, silly mood.
Yeah.
Where you are feeling light and calm. I'm like, hee hee. I just want to giggle. I just want to have some fun. I want to lighten
laugh.
It up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the grim adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Ooh. I had not heard of this.
No, I feel like that makes sense. This kind of would have skipped you a little bit. Yeah, I had watched this. Me and Jake were trying to figure it out because he liked it too. We had watched this when we were like preteens.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm going to get into it, but I think it came out in like 2001.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, you know, right, the preteens.
Yeah.
So this was like kind of the cool kid show.
Oh.
It was for the alternative kids.
Ah, I see. Ooh.
But this was actually like a patron vote.
Okay.
And I'm kind of surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be because I just said it was for like the alt crowd and that's kind of who we attract.
Yeah.
But I gave them this versus Powerpuff Girls.
Oh my, and now I do remember them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you worked at Hot Topic and they were like all
everywhere.
Over Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
This wasn't.
No.
Maybe it will start ringing a bell when I talk about
All right.
it. Okay, so if you don't know, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy is a horror/fantasy animated series that originally premiered in 2001 and ran until 2007.
Wow.
So I think I read that this is like one of the longest running Cartoon Network shows, like six or seven seasons. That's a lot.
So,
where were you?
Where?
You,
the hell knows.
You obviously also blacked out for the early 2000s.
I'm always on another planet somewhere.
You really should write a book so we can really just figure out where you were.
Let's put all the pieces together.
Yeah, that'd be fascinating. Okay, so it is a favorite among fans of Cartoon Network's golden age, quote unquote, of shows from the early 2000s. So some consider it to be the last great one of that era.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is a favorite amongst us 90s kids.
Love it.
Other shows in that era, if you're wondering, would be like Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yes.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Children. You missed
Don't
that
know
one
that
too.
One.
Oh, that one was cute.
Was
I wanted to, yeah, I kind of want to talk about that one too.
Okay.
And Ed and Eddie.
Love them.
You remember that?
I do remember
that.
Okay,
so you're with me. This was nestled in there somewhere, but on maybe the later end.
Gotcha.
It is also a favorite among us, Macabre fans. Because this one is spooky.
Yeah.
Yay. I feel like we need more spooky cartoons.
I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll make one. Sorry, that just dawned on me that I can make one if I want
to. You can
make a cartoon. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You can. The sky's the limit.
The sky is the fucking limit. Tackle Ooh, it. Maybe I'll make a spooky cartoon.
Ooh.
So the humor in this leans dark for a kid's show.
Of course.
In the best way. So very Courage the Cowardly Dog or Gravity Falls. Do you remember when I talked about that?
Yeah.
It has been described as delightfully twisted. So, you know,
our right favorite combo alley. There, delightfully yes. twisted.
I feel like that's how you could describe us.
I think so too. Delightfully twisted.
Our new tagline. but this helped make it popular for people of all ages. So this is something that like parents could watch yeah. with their kids or yeah. teens liked it.
Right.
Everyone
so was kind of
off on your own. What were you watching?
I don't know.
Paul Stamets, look at mushrooms. Probably. But anyway, it wasn't just kids
right.
watching this one. You get it. Popular with the goths.
Mm-hmm,
very
mm-hmm.
goth heavy.
Of course.
But I find that with a lot of Cartoon Network shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not just for kids.
Right.
I feel like that we've talked about this before. I feel like Cartoon Network was like the yes. slightly...
Is that where Adult
one.
Swim was on, the Cartoon Network?
Oh, my God. Did we talk about this?
Did we?
I feel like I'm having deja vu.
Did we?
And I think I'm here to say again, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Pause. Yep, Cartoon Network.
Uh-huh.
Look at us.
Wow.
We
See?
Know things.
I was around.
It's only taken us like 5 times to have that exact conversation we just had to really get this. But anyway, if you are a spooky adult who is looking for a fun, but like, you know, kind of dark mm-hmm. show, this is a good one to check out.
Love it.
And if you're someone younger looking to dip your toes into the spooky horror waters, this is considered like a gateway
Ooh.
Into horror. So this is a good
In
place to
day,
start.
In my day, it was Scooby-Doo.
Very, very similar vibe. Yes. And they reference Scooby. I think Scooby-Doo
makes an appearance
yeah. in an episode. Okay. But let's start with some history.
Okay. Let's do it.
So the show was created by American screenwriter, artist, and animator Maxwell Adams. And that's A-T-O-M-S.
What?
Not Adams, but Atoms.
Atoms.
Where's my lab coat? Get me my lab coat. Atoms. I like that. That's a cool name. I don't think that's his real name, but I like it.
He changed it.
He changed it. I mean, sick. That's a sick choice.
I mean, that's a cool celebrity
really
status
cool
name.
Really cool choice.
For sure.
He also worked on Cow and Chicken. So that was also in this.
That's another cartoon.
You don't know Cow and Chicken?
No, I do not know Cow and Chicken. That's the name of the cartoon.
I have failed you.
Cow and Chicken?
You know what? I'm starting to feel like this is my fault. that you don't know. So I'm going to have to introduce you to Cow and Chicken.
Oh my goodness.
It's about a cow and chicken.
So, you don't
okay,
say.
Anyway.
I surmised.
Okay, so Adams seemed to have an interest in cartoons and scary monster movies from a young age.
Mm.
And he went on to study animation at the University of Arts in Philadelphia.
Ew.
Hello, Philly. While a student there, Adams created a short film called Billy and Mandy in The Trepanation of the Skull and You.
Wow. It's wordy.
It's verbose. I think I handled it pretty good. I think I read that this was for like his thesis.
Oh,
so,
his thesis.
Smart.
Wow.
Grab
my glasses.
Thesis. And I think this was around like 1996, okay. just to give you a picture.
Timeline.
Love that. Mm-hmm. 1996. A lot of good
primo,
shit.
Primo year.
A lot of good shit happened then. I was like 3. I don't know. So anyway, this short film stars the first versions of Billy and Mandy.
Okay.
Discovering tree panning. I think that's how you say it.
Tree panning.
Yes. This is, I think it's like drilling a... I get real nervous. Drilling a hole in the human skull. Go look it up.
Oh my. That's
this,
dark. That's dark and twisted.
Well, it's like a dark... little cartoon.
Hey kids, come on,
hey
sit
kids.
Down.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I'll try to link it, but yeah, go look at it. It's like goofy.
Okay.
So they discover that, and it ends with Billy passing out from blood loss, again, with the darkness.
I'm okay. near death.
I'm dying here. I'm a little woozy here. Flash forward a bit. Okay, Adams is working on Cow and Chicken. There it is again.
Okay.
Right over Lore's head.
Right over my head.
When he is approached by executives looking for new show ideas.
Ooh.
One of the ideas that Adams offered starred Billy and Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And the executives were into those characters specifically.
Okay.
And they asked him to center a show around them.
How fun.
So Grimm was added for some extra drama and flair, and The Adventures of Billy and Mandy was born.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was picked up by Cartoon Network and was approved as a short film, which became the pilot. So that's the first episode if you go and watch it. However, after a viewer poll contest called Cartoon Network's Big Pick, I feel like I remember. I remember this. Yeah, I remember.
I clearly do not.
Well, once again, I feel like you missed a lot of the Cartoon Network. You must have not been into
that channel. Well, we all know I'm not a big cartoon fan.
You're really not. I'm I feel like I remember this contest.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was the year 2000. Okay. I've been to the year 2000. I feel like I've done that before. I'm having really bad deja vu. Do I just make the same jokes and references
every week? I say the same things.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Okay, so it was greenlit as a full series and put into production because it won this
contest.
Nice. Yeah. And for those curious, it beat out Whatever Happened to Robot Jones, which also eventually got its own show, so you might remember that, and Long Hair and Double Dome.
Nope, I don't recall this either of those. Double Dome.
This is just
talk about a new band name.
This is just Lee confusing lore for a half hour straight.
I'm that meme with all the numbers rolling around. It's a beautiful mind.
Yeah. Okay. So the series became Grimm and Evil.
Okay.
And it consisted of two segments created by Adams.
Okay.
One being The Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and the other being Evil Con Carne. And this was this happened a lot in the early 2000s. Like, you would get two shows in one.
A twofer.
You would get a twofer.
Two for the price of one.
A twofer one. I love that. A twofer. Evil Con Carne would usually play in between two Billy and Mandy segments. So it was a mini show.
Okay.
It was kind of cute. But the shows
were... A variety
were,
show.
Yeah, kind of.
Back in the day.
But the shows were separated into their own full-length series by 2003.
Okay.
And then Billy and Mandy was just the more popular one.
It took off.
It just kept going. It took off. It couldn't be stopped.
It could not be contained.
So would you like a rundown of the first pilot episode?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Meet the Reaper. Mm-hmm. And season one, episode one,
don't
obviously.
Meet the Reaper.
There are a lot of music and pop culture references. It's one of those that like Uncle Bob's, you're going to like this because it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
You're going to like this because it's a lot of that TM.
I stitched that bitch on a pillow.
So fucking wise. So we kick off with the show's namesakes. Okay, Billy, voiced by Richard Steven Horvitz. Okay. And all of these voice actors are really big voice actors in
other things.
These cartoons. So go look them up because you will recognize their voices. So Billy is the goofy, happy-go-lucky, slightly dumb best friend of Mandy.
Okay.
When I say slightly, I mean he's pretty dumb. He's supposed to be.
She's the brainiac.
Not too bright. She's the smart one, yes. Mandy, voiced by Gray Delissi, is the complete opposite of Billy.
Okay.
She's super smart. She's super dry and rude. She's kind of mean, a little scary, and she's into dark shit.
Okay.
Even though she wears a pink dress. Hmm. I like her. I like her attitude. She's a really cool character.
I
relate to her a little bit. Billy is essentially Mandy's little minion. It's very Wednesday and Pugsley, but they're not related. They're just friends.
Okay.
So one day, Billy and Mandy are playing in their supernatural hotspot town called Ensville. Billy is playing with some toys, but Mandy gets bored and uses a magnifying glass to burn them with the sun. And they melt. Mandy asks to see Billy's pet hamster, Mr. Snuggles, instead because it's his 10th birthday. And if you don't know, that means that hamster is fucking old as dirt. So when they go upstairs to see him,
Is he dead?
He's inches away.
He's near death.
He's on his deathbed.
Oh no.
Literally, because
wait till after the party, Mr. Cuddles. Is that what you said?
Mr. Snuggles.
Mr. Snuggles.
Mr. Snuggle Cuddle. That's extra cute. So he is literally on his deathbed because in a sudden green cloud of smoke appears a cloaked skeleton with a scythe. Is that what it is?
Ooh.
A scythe. We all know what he looks like.
The Grim Reaper.
Except Billy. He thinks that it is Santa Claus.
Jesus.
Obviously, it is not. It is, in fact, the Grim Reaper, or Grim, voiced by Greg Eagles.
Grimmy.
The Grim Reaper, a scary skeleton who comes to collect your soul when your time is up.
Uh-oh.
And that time has obviously come for crusty Mr. Snuggles. Have we done a lesson on the Grim Reaper?
I believe we did. Yes.
I don't remember it. Maybe I'll do it again. Okay. It obviously didn't stick if we did.
It was way back in the day.
Back in my day. Okay, so Grim has a Jamaican accent, and I'll get to that later. And he is our third main character in the series. Obviously the best character, in my opinion.
Of course.
I think he's hilarious. So Mandy tells Grim that while she respects his line of work, she will not allow him to take the hamster.
No, okay. No Mr. Snuggles for you today.
No, but she'll make him a deal. Okay, she challenges Grim to a game, him against Billy and Mandy, and if Grim wins, he gets to keep Mr. Snuggles' soul.
Uh-oh.
And she's like intimidating, so it kind of works. If the kids win, they get to keep their hamster friend.
Okay.
But Grim is like, well, I'm the fucking Grim Reaper, so I'm going to win. I'm not afraid of you. Let's sweeten this pot.
Okay.
If you win, I will also become your best friend forever. Quote, unquote. I'll be your BFF. They're all like, yeah, I agree to those terms. And Grim whisks...
Maybe they don't want him as a BFF.
They're like, yeah, whatever. Grim whisks them off to limbo for a game of limbo. Get it?
Yes.
Oh, it's cute. Long story short, Billy and Mandy win with the help of Mr. Snuggles, meaning it's time for Grim to whip out the BFF bracelets.
Uh-oh.
And he basically, like, becomes their servant. For the series.
For eternity.
Yep. So now the gang is together forever. From there, the series follows Billy, Mandy, and Grim as they deal with the never-ending supernatural mishaps and misadventures using Grim's powers, Mandy's intelligence, and Billy's enthusiasm. Of course. So that's the show. I'm going to give you some favorite episodes.
Okay.
These are some of mine and like what the internet has kind of deemed some of the best.
Okay.
But I did pick the ones that would fit like the Uncle Bob's theme, the magical ones.
Of course.
We have Pandora's Lunchbox. LOL. A new girl that resembles Dora the Explorer.
Wow.
Befriends Mandy, but she turns out to be Pandora in disguise. And her lunchbox hides some evil secrets that become unleashed.
Some old crusty cheese.
Why do you always go to crusty cheese?
<I don't know.
laughs> It's not the first time. Then we have Little Rock of Horrors. Cute.
That's cute.
A singing meteor from outer space that eats brains, crash lands on Earth, and befriends Billy.
And sings.
We have Tricycle of Terror. Billy receives a haunted supernatural tricycle from a mysterious boy. It's like a parody of Christine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hilarious.
We have Grim or Gregory, where Grim has a crush on television horror hostess Atrocia, and it's obviously a reference to Elvira.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
Cute.
This stuff really does like make my, I get like goosebumps when I can.
It's a cartoon, but it gets you thinking.
I like when people do little nods and especially like the kids maybe won't get it yet for a few years, but the adults who loved the spooky shit can now I can go back and watch and be like, oh, I get that now.
We were just talking about that because that happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of stuff hidden in there for the adults in these kid shows.
What I say I watched the other night? Night of the Creeps. And like every single character was named after a, like Carpenter.
Oh, like a horror reference.
Hooper
and
Romero. And they were all named after the big, you know, horror directors.
I have found that for the most part, the horror community is really just like a bunch of the friendliest nerds that like to like talk about horror movies and the genre pay homage and reference.
Homage,
so you definitely see that here, and I really do love it. Speaking of, we have the show that dare not speak its name, where an interdimensional demon named Pinface is summoned by a puzzle cube. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Face.
And go look this shit up. Like, go watch it. But go look some
it's
of the.
Cute.
It's so cute and funny. Then we have Toadblatt's School of Sorcery. Weird Al Yankovic voices Squid Hat, a parody of Harry Potter's Sorting Hat.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
Oh my God. So other parodies or references include The Evil Dead, Dune, Dungeons and Dragons, Donnie Darko, The Thing, Ghostbusters, Lord of the Rings, Lovecraft, Escape from New York.
On and on.
You said Scooby-Doo. I mean, there is really a lot to like sink your teeth into.
Oh, yeah. When I walked out and you were watching that clip this morning, it looked like Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Escape from New York.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can appreciate that. Yeah. I think you'd actually really like it.
I can spot Kurt Russell you from a mile really away. You can
really see how it is a gateway mm-hmm. for kids to get into horror.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so some fun and random facts to leave you with.
Okay.
During the end credits, you see Billy, Mandy, and Grimm as tarot cards that match their personalities.
Oh, cute.
So Billy resembles the Fool. Ouch. Mandy, the High Priestess. Ooh, and we know what that means now.
We just talked about her.
And Grimm, the Death card.
Ah.
Ooh. So according to Maxwell Adams, the three main characters have autism. And Adams himself is autistic. And okay. he has said that the characters are different reflections of him and how he like views the world, which I thought was really cool. And he also has dabbled in voice acting. So he voices some of the characters in the show. Cool. So I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah. You can go and try to pick him out.
Yeah.
He seems really creative and cool. Nice. I kind of want to check out his other stuff. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, there is a cryptic backmasked message left at the end of every episode, which I find just very,
I love that backmasking.
I think that's really neat. It sounds like gibberish at the very end, but if you play it backwards, it's Adam saying, no, no, this is the end of the show. You're watching it backwards. Oh my gosh. A little trick in there.
Fun.
Super fun. And I think Weird Al Yankovic has backmasked before. So a little full circle moment there.
Nice.
Wasn't he in my list? I think he like poked. Yeah, he has the Cheese Whiz backmask. I've told you this before. Satan likes Cheese Whiz or something. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
He hit a message in one of his songs to like poke fun of backmasking. And it's like Satan likes Cheese Whiz. It's like something so goofy, which again is kind of like fitting here. I love it. Okay, so Grimm wasn't originally supposed to have a Jamaican accent. I told you we'd be back to that. Mm-hmm. Greg Eagles, I read this somewhere, actually attempted to do a Swedish accent.
Okay.
And I read that like maybe the character was going to have a British accent. I don't know. But anyway, the accent couldn't be nailed down. Whatever Greg Eagles did just sounded Jamaican. So they just went with it. And I included.
Kind of like you.
That's why I included that little tidbit. Yeah. I said, hey, Greg.
See? I too also struggle with the accent.
I totally feel your pain. But hey, look, he made magic.
That's
out of
right.
It.
He did.
Grimm also wasn't originally supposed to be the Grim Reaper. He was actually supposed to be the devil.
Oh.
But he was changed to not offend. Oh. Do I offend?
The devil is more offensive than the Grim Reaper.
The devil is more offensive, I guess, yes. The pilot Meet the Reaper was the last thing produced by Hanna-Barbera. Why can't I say that?
Hanna-Barbera.
I was wondering if you were going to pick it up. I was throwing it to you.
I caught you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Most known for Scooby-Doo, right? No.
Oh my gosh.
Hanna-Barbera. I mean a lot, but
so
like,
much.
But like for us.
Mm, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Why did
the
I?
Banana splits.
Did I just offend you? I'm so sorry. I thought it was relevant, but whatever. Okay, it was the last thing produced by them, and it was the last project to bear the studio's name and logo in the end credits before the name was phased out because they were like bought by Cartoon Network. Yes. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Hanna-Barbera.
Apparently you're sad about that. So, okay.
Yeah. That's my childhood.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really was. You can watch the entire series on HBO Max.
Nice.
Yeah, but be careful because when I went to watch it, I like played the first episode and it was not the first episode. And I was confused.
Interesting.
So make sure you go and find, what did I say? It was called Meet the Reaper.
Don't meet the Reaper.
And sing that while you do it. And have fun. This is a really fun one. If you have kids that are a little older, I think you can watch it with them. Or if you're just like I said, a spooky person that likes cartoons like me, I'm gonna go back and fucking watch it.
I came in
actually before I decided to do this. Maybe that's why I put it in the poll. I walked in and Jake was watching it. And
was
like,
he
what
really
are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. I just felt like watching this. I missed it. And like fun. When it did win in the Patreon chat, a lot of people were talking about how much they love the show. And I thought it was kind of like the odd one out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Obviously a lot of us, quote unquote, weirdos really like this one. So go check it out.
Go give it a watch. I'll have to look at it.
I'll have to watch it. I love when Lore like fakes interest in a late 90s to early 2000s cartoon. It's like
cartoon. Yes, my only cartoon is Scooby-Doo, I think.
You change your answer every time.
Do I?
You do a little
Why
bit.
Why did I say? What was the other cartoon?
I don't know.
Let's debate this. What? What are you talking about?
Okay, what have
Scooby-Doo.
You said?
That's what else have I said? I can't think of another cartoon that I used to watch. I mean, now if we're going H.R. Puffin stuff or the Bugaloos, you know what?
That's like
puppets, not cartoons, not animated. Different, not the same. Do we have to go back to school? Do I?
Okay. And with that, I'm
Look,
leaving
you. You unharshed my Zen vibe.
I'm so sorry. I think you all witnessed that she was waiting to attack me this entire episode. It started when I mentioned Hannah Barbera.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to leave you with that.
All right. Cool.
Okay. I love you all. We'll see you Thursday for our full length episode.
Special full length
episode.
Oh my God.
I almost forgot. It's our 4-year anniversary.
It is.
Ew.
4 years of Uncle Bob's.
Woo. Holy fucking shit. We should be really proud of ourselves.
We should.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.